We are back. Welcome to hour two of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. And in hour two, of course, I bring you my guest. We feature guests from the reverse speech field and associated fields. I bring some guests from outside every now and then. But today, I'm welcoming to the microphone reverse speech investigator, soon to be analyst, as soon as she gets her final assignment in, Tiffany Fontenot. Now, she's been doing some marvelous work with reverse speech. She's been really working very, very hard at it, been getting the word out there and just doing a fantastic job. So I thought I'd have her on the show today. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, David. I'm so excited to be here and I'm so nervous. It's my first radio show.
Oh, no need to be nervous. We're just having a chat. Okay, just forget
Okay.
everyone else is listening. So, yeah. So you took the class in 2015, if I or was it 16?
16. It's not even been a year yet, but it's about to be. I looked that up last night and my first class with you was on February the 20th, 2016. So it's coming up on a year.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you got your investigator certificate, and you just got one assignment to submit for your analyst?
Yes, I keep trying to do. I've got all of that stuff ready. I need to do my final coming up. Pizzagate seemed like it
Oh, yeah.
needed to have some attention before I got my final done and some other things. So I think I've gotten enough done now where I can get that final done, where I have a clear conscience about that now.
All right, okay. Well, that would be great. Yeah. And how did you get involved with reverse speech? How'd you first hear about
I heard you on a radio show and
it?
my friend and I were talking about it, and she heard you also. And you were doing a really fun game on that radio show, and you didn't tell us the reversal before you played it. You left that up to the audience, and I got every one of them right every time. And I was like, hey, I think I'd be good at this. And then later on, I downloaded the free app on my phone and started trying to find them on my own, and I was able to do that too.
And so you thought you had a natural talent, so you signed up for class.
Yeah, and I have, I'm good at audio tasks. My mom is an opera singer and I play the French horn, and so I'm good at hearing stuff.
Right, okay. And what are your plans for you've been very busy. You've taken this and run with it with a passion. Got this.
Yeah, I have another radio show that I'm supposed to be doing in March on reverse speech, and I've already been invited to a conference in 2017 in North Carolina. So yeah, things are taking off already, but I'm going to be taking your practitioner course in April, and then so I do want to have clients and help them, but then I also would like to be able to figure out, I am not computer minded. I do the best I can, but I'll have to find some other people to help. But I'd like to get a database together where all reverse speech analysts and practitioners can put their reversals in one place where the public can view them. You have one of those with your reversals and some other people's, but make it more universal so that people can really so we don't, first of all, duplicate our work. And
Right.
then so yeah, and then so then there's a wider array of it so that people can look in there and see what's been done. And
Yeah,
so we're using our time wisely there.
that's actually a very good idea. My webmaster's updating the reverse speech site now. Let me go have a chat with him and see what we can come up with in that area, okay?
Oh, that would be good. And I'd love to help in any way I can. I mean, if we need to, even get a bigger site together or what. I don't know if you're, that's going to be a lot. I mean, you've got a lot of reversals on there, so I don't know how much your site will hold, but we might need some more space if everybody's donating their work.
I think it's got unlimited bandwidth. Unlimited. I'm not sure now. Anyway, I don't know. So,
Sounds like a good project.
I'm sorry?
This sounds like a good project.
Yeah. Now, you have sent me some reversals of Kerry Packer. Kerry Packer. John Kerry's visit to the to Antarctica.
Yeah, I put those reversals together. I wanted to start out with the ones where he, in another speech, and then move into Antarctica, because I put all these together based on a story that is unfolding with that group. He does appear to belong to a very dark group. He just does, you know, based on his reversals. And if I could say before we start, I'm kind of worried that we won't have enough time at the end to get to the Pizzagate reversals. So there are like about five of them at the end. So if I could just say my websites, I would really love for people to be able to view those if we don't get to them here.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Get your website out, yes.
Okay, because I did find a reversal that does link, it appears to link Kerry to a global pedophile ring. And then and then I found, of course, Kerry is linked to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And then I did find reversals that link Hillary Rodham Clinton to Pizzagate and to and James Alefantis to Hillary Rodham Clinton, and he the reversals that I have found on those guys is that they all do appear to be involved in that, and so that's very important. I wanted to start off with that, and so you can, if we don't get to those, you can find the Antarctica parts 1, 2, and 3 on my WordPress site. So you go to TIFVision, T-I-F, and the word vision, like you see through your glasses, .wordpress.com. And then my Audio Boom site is audioboom.com/TIFVision. And again, it's T-I-F, and then the word vision, no spaces.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so now you've sent me these in order, is that correct?
So, I did. I sent those to you in order.
Right. The first one I'm looking at is JK is not slowing down, no reserve. Is that correct?
No. This is, well, first of all, this is the speech where he blamed Russia for bombing hospitals in Aleppo.
Yep.
Yeah, so this one, he says, yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Okay, all right, here we go.
So we look forward today to a very frank conversation.
Okay, yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Yeah, it could be. Mocked our fear. Hang on, let's do it again.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again. Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Oh, yeah, now there's a thing there. It's very faint. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and so, you know, they use fear to manipulate the public, and you can tell by the tone of his voice in that reversal that he does this all the time, and it's just, you know, something that he's just totally bored with because he does it all the time. We're mocking our fear again.
Right. Yep. Wrong. Okay, so what's the next one?
Okay, so the next one, he says about the bombing where he's blaming the regime and Russia for bombing the hospital. The reversal is, saw her London aide, disguised it.
Oh, hang on. Which one is this? I've got must seal the arachnid.
Yeah, that comes later. This one is, saw her London aide, disguised it.
Oh, got it, right. Geez, way out of order. Okay, here we go. That's not your fault, it's my fault, it's the way it's saved.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Here we go.
Last night, the regime attacked yet another hospital. And 20 people were killed and 100 people were wounded.
And this is, saw her London aide disguise it.
Saw her London aide disguise it.
See, that's clear.
Saw her London aide disguise it.
Absolutely.
Saw her London aide disguise it.
Yeah, certainly nice and clear. All right.
Yeah, so that indicates to me that we may have an MI6 problem here. So MI6, you need to get your agents under control over there. You got some rogue agents.
Not. Yeah. Oh, Oh, that is an interesting bit of information. All right, okay.
Now, the next one was interesting because this is the French foreign minister who he did the speech with, and he appears to have, he and his country appear to have been coerced by Kerry and his group to work with them somehow. I don't know how they did it, but they always try to get leverage on people. You know how they are. So, but it's interesting because it has French at the beginning and then it turns into English. So he starts and he says, "Mégoïste," which means but selfish. And then he says in English, "moved deep by hurt."
Okay, all right. So here's the forwards.
Thank you for being with us. Merci.
Thank you very much, John. I'm very happy to see you again.
Okay, mais égoïste, which is but selfish, and moved deep by hurt.
Mais égoïste, moved deep by hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Mais égoïste, moved deep by hurt. Mais égoïste, moved deep by hurt.
All right, okay. Yes, that's interesting. We have seen sentences that are half one language and half another language. That's has been seen before, so that's an interesting.
Well, yeah, I'm lucky for me that my last name is French and I have taken some French, or I would not have caught that. So we really need reverse speech analysts and practitioners who can speak other languages. So we need more analysts, period. But so if you feel like you're good at audio tasks, please sign up. We need you. This one is incongruent, obviously. He says he's very happy to see him again. And then the reversal is he feels that there's selfishness involved and he's been moved deep by hurt in some way.
Well, we played that one, moved deep by hurt.
Yeah. I was just explaining what I meant. So the next one is John Kerry, and it's kind of almost a response to the French foreign minister's reversal because he says, "Now you resist this absolute, pleasure helps us now."
Now you resist this absolute. Got it. Okay, here we go. Here's the forwards.
I very much appreciate France's partnership with respect to Syria.
And this one says, now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Oh, yeah.
Now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Yep, certainly there.
Now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Huh. Yeah,
and so basically I think what he's saying is, I know you don't like this, but let's just get along with it, and it'll be better if we just both, you know, suck it up and deal with it, I guess. So then the next one is the French foreign minister, and he says, he agrees, and he says, okay, you know, he says, with doubt, I will share this rickety bus.
With doubt? Oh. French foreign. Got it. Okay, here we go.
So difficult situation, yet, like you explain in your speech.
And with doubt, I will share this rickety bus. Yeah, certainly there. In other words, their relationships are not working well. Is that how you would interpret that?
Well, he doesn't want to go along with whatever John Kerry is having him do or his country, but he's going to go ahead and do it, even though he doubts it'll work out well. And from these reversals, we find that it doesn't. They're telling us they've lost and they're losers all over the place. So now the next one is interesting. We get, he says, John Kerry says, must seal to this arachnid.
Oh, okay. Now I saw that one. Where did I see it?
There are two that have arachnid in it because they are using that as a metaphor for this dark group they work for.
Right, got it. Here we go.
To Africa and unrest and terrorism, to the Middle East, to...
Okay, must seal to this arachnid.
Must seal to this arachnid.
I'll be bothered.
Must seal to this arachnid.
Huh.
Must seal to this arachnid.
Wow, never heard arachnid in reverse before. There you go.
Yeah, and you know, an arachnid is a spider, and he's like agreeing to entrap others for this organization is why I think they use that metaphor. So, and then now we're going to move on to the Antarctica reversals. Okay. And so the lady who is introducing Carrie, her name is Kelly Faulkner, and she is the she's the director of the National Science Foundation's Office of Polar Programs, and she's introducing Carrie, and they're having the speeches at McMurdo Station there in Antarctica. So, and it was, you know, available to the public. And I apologize, you know, I recorded this off of a video. The forward sound is awful, but the reversals are very clear, which is amazing. But
yeah, I have listened to some of these reversals. Yeah, the forwards are atrocious. Just throw the forwards out. But the reversals are remarkably clear.
Yeah, I'm amazed by that. So now then she also uses the term arachnid. She says, it says, visited this arachnid. And then she says, law, shit, but never exciting. And then she says, we denounce it.
Okay, so we're playing this one first, are we? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
We are absolutely delighted to entertain the highest ranking U.S. government official ever to visit Antarctica.
Okay, visited this arachnid, law shit, but never exciting, we denounce it. Oh, yeah. It's all there. Listen again, folks. Visited this arachnid. Law shit, but never exciting. We denounce it. Here it is one more time. I'll be bothered.
And so basically, I think she's saying there that John Kerry is coming to visit and give a speech, but he always talks about boring stuff that's never exciting, and she denounces it. She does not like his speech.
Right. That's how I interpret that, too. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is really interesting because she calls him the wolf for Hamidius. And so... that seems to be one of these dark gods that they worship, Wolf for Hamidius.
Okay, all right.
So you have the room full.
Okay, Wolf for Hamidius.
Wolf for Hamidius.
Oh, yeah.
Wolf for Hamidius.
Very clear.
Wolf for Hamidius.
Oh, yeah, wow, nice and clear. Yeah, okay.
Right. So now what's interesting about Antarctica that they are about to – we hear from insiders that they are about to release this to us is that they have found a pre-Adamite existence of a city that had a catastrophe happen to it. It was flash frozen in the ice, similar to what happened to those folks in Pompeii, except this is with – ice. And so this is the next reversal seems to be about that cataclysm that happened. So he said, this is I think this is John Kerry. He says, surround me, says walls in the set, was hardened, the vertical real mess.
Okay, here we go.
And I can't tell you how glad I am. I completely understand why you're all here. Even more so, as it was all just a few hours.
Okay, here's the reversal. Surround me, says walls in the set, was Harland, the vertical real man. Oh, I couldn't hear the vertical. I heard the rest of it. Surround me, says walls in the set, was hardened, the vertical real mess.
Surround me, says walls in the set, was hardened, the vertical real mess.
He Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Yep.
Yeah, and that one. Yeah, that was the second one that I found about that ancient site down there. And they're actually supposed to be dark ETs who have, like, elongated skulls that are actually in this that Carrie's group actually worships, is what I found in the reversals. So the next one, he says, he's talking about toxic waste sites, but backward, he's talking about how he got to ride in a new craft down there in Antarctica with somebody. So he says, I'm able to work it, new craft. This is awesome.
I'm able to, got it. Here we go. So here's Ford's.
In response to the fact that people were living next to toxic waste sites developed.
Okay, I'm able to work it, new craft. This is awesome. Wow. 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 What, so he went down to Antarctica to see new craft they're building? UFOs?
Yeah. Well, he was supposed to be down there because he had some kind of climate change study emergency in the middle of the U.S. election, for crying out loud. Does anybody buy that?
Not really, no.
Yeah. So, well, and then the next one is funny also because it says Susset LL1G guiding it to see a raw.
Okay. All right, we'll have to get to that after break, Tiffany.
Okay,
we are back for our final segment on the Weekly Reverse Speak Show. It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. Okay, we're looking at this reversal on... Let's run it forwards. Here we go.
It was really brilliant to be out there, and while we didn't get to pull, I really got a huge amount of what I wanted to sense.
Okay, this is Susset LL1G, guiding it to see a Ra, okay?
Susset LL1G, guiding it to see a Ra.
Huh. Well, why didn't she? Well, I'll be bothered.
Yeah, so now I looked up, I had no idea what LL1G was, so I looked it up. It is a part sold to Area 51.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Please. May have to do with so this is some sort of UFO or something that he's, or some sort of vehicle that he's talking about. And they went to see the ancient ruins and he got to see one of these ET beings. Now these are dark ET beings that they worship. And I got a reversal on him where he basically says that, you know, that they worship these dark gods. And this is not, he's using Ra as a metaphor. There's a benevolent group called the Ra group. This is not the same group that he's referring to. So, because there are people out there who will be listening to this who are going to wonder, it's not the same group that's claiming to be the benevolent group of blue avians. These are bad guys. So that he says guiding it to see a raw, and then the next one he talks about that we're all going to soon.